Welcome to the Anzac edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 24th of April 2022. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton VK7 ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Any Takers. On 3.670 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. 7.140 MHz by Justin VK7 Tango Whiskey. 14.130 MHz by Dale VK7DG. And 28.525 MHz by Peter VK7 TPE. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15 thanks to Mark VK7 FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RTC in southern Tasmania. Anzac Day 2022, Winnie the War Winner. World War II saw the need for skilled radio people to operate and maintain defence radio equipment. Amateurs filled this need and many helped in the creation of a communications infrastructure for the Australian Defence Forces. One such person was signalman Max Lovelace, who was VK7ML, whose silent key. He was an amateur before World War II and became involved in as a signals operator with Sparrow Force on Dutch Timor with the AIF. Fighting as guerrillas against overwhelming odds, deficient in supplies and out of touch with Australia, it was imperative for the small force to re-establish communications with the mainland. Members of the 2nd Australian Independent Company, Fortress Signals Section, and members of the 8th Division Signals pooled their resources to build a set capable of raising Darwin. After many trials and much revision, a radio was devised from pieces of other sets and from parts scrounged among the troops or stolen from the enemy. And on the 20th of April 1942, Darwin was made aware that the Australians on Timor were alive and well. The bulk of the work was undertaken by signallers Max Lovelace and Keith Richards, assisted by Jack Sargent and John Donovan. The set was affectionately named Winnie the War Winner after Winston Churchill, and after several days of answering some personal questions like, what is the Christian name of Jack Sargent's wife? The signaller at the Timor end was Jack Sargent, and he sent back the message Kathleen, which established the bona fides of the original message. And Darwin was convinced of the authenticity of the signals and was able to arrange for much-needed supplies to be delivered to the isolated troops. A wonderful story of ordinary people doing extraordinary things in time of war. There is the original Winnie the War Winner transmitter on display in the Australian War Memorial in Canberra, and there is a replica that Barry Risley, VK7RS Silent Key, made in the Anglesey Barracks Military Museum in Hobart. Barry worked with Max Lovelace in the PMG. Save the date! VK7 Myenna Hamfest 2022. It's been a long time between drinks, but after 4 years, the Myenna Hamfest returns in 2022 and will be on Saturday the 26th of November, held at the Myenna Community Hall in the Central Highlands of Tasmania. We are talking with many suppliers to try and get them down and bring lots of goodies. There will be pre-loved tables available, barbecue lunch will also be available for purchase, and a raffle with some great prizes will also be run. Mark it in your diary and make it a day out in the Highlands. More details as they come to hand from 73 from the Hamfest Organising Group. And conference news, invite to VK7's WIA AGM and Virtual Conference Antarctic Gateway. This is an open invitation to all VK7s to come along in person to the WIA Hybrid AGM and Virtual Conference in person. The Hybrid AGM and Open Forum is being held at the Reist Club Rooms on top of the Queen's Domain, and the virtual conference is being held in the Aurora Lecture Theatre, IMAS at UTAS, which is 20 Castres Esplanade, Salamanca, Hobart. This is a huge opportunity to VK7s to see the operation of our national representative body, the WIA. There is also opportunity to see the virtual conference presentations firsthand and in person and be part of the audience. This all happens on Saturday, May the 7th. The AGM starts at 10:30, the open forum at 11:30, and the virtual conference starts at 1300. To participate, all you need to do is book via the Eventbrite links that can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. A full program can be found on the WIA website. And for more information about the virtual conference, go to the link on the email edition of this broadcast. We look forward to seeing you in person at the hybrid AGM and virtual conference. 73 from the Virtual Conference Organising Committee. Now, QSL News report from Herman VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at the 22nd of April 2022 is in the email version of the broadcast. So that Herman can keep the lists up to date, please advise him by email if you have recently obtained a new call sign, a second call sign, or if you do not want to receive cards delivered via the Bureau. And indicating the date you were allocated your call sign would also be of use to Herman, as some QSL cards received go back decades in some cases. If you would like your cards mailed to you, then please send me some stamps in lieu of stamped addressed envelopes. And Herman also delivers QSL cards on an opportunity basis as he travels around the state occasionally. WIA members have a free mail out once a year to their listed address. If you have any questions re the QSL cards, please contact Herman by email at vk7bureau, all one word, at wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And Safety Communications, Targa Tasmania. Gavin, VK7HGO, is in urgent need for three teams of two for Friday the 29th of April and four teams of two for Saturday the 30th of April to be part of the Targa Communications team. This is for around the northwest and west coast areas. We need you for SOS and repeaters as needed. Targa will pay for fuel and accommodation if needed, and could you please let Gavin know ASAP if interested? And you can get Gavin on either email vk7hgo at wia.org.au or on mobile 0407 724 431. And that's 73 from Gavin O'Shea, VK7HGO, Targa Communications. And news from the north. The SOTA WWFF Parks Group, the Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, from 10:30 a.m. to 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. At the time of writing, the NTARC Safety Communications team is at Wattlewood Park, Sassafras, on the Equine Endurance Ride. We travelled down Friday morning and have established the ride base, set up the 2-metre and 70-centimetre repeater for voice and data communications, and are in process of testing communications to field checkpoints. The rides will be 160 km, 85 km, 50 km and 25 km, spread over the 2-day event. The first of the rides start at 3 a.m. Saturday morning. It looks as though it's going to be a cold start. If it is a Sunday when you hear this, then hopefully we are packed up and making our way back to Launceston. An update to follow in the next broadcast. Now over to Idris, VK7ZIR, to bring us up to speed on the happenings at last Wednesday's Club Tech Night. And we quote, Peter, VK7KPC, was first on the scene and had the fire burning welcomely when we arrived. That completed, he was off conducting measurements on the club's multi-band vertical antenna. He selected the 80-metre band for his tests and measurements using his Rig Expert analyzer. This obtained the values of resistive and reactive values at a particular frequency. and Peter patiently took groups of club members through the use of the software to calculate passive component values needed to achieve a match, and the results were shown graphically on the Smith chart. The name of the software is SimNEC, and for further information, see the link available in the text version of the broadcast. Thank you, Peter, for your patience and enthusiasm. Also, he also brought along a mystery item, a weighty brown wax-covered box about the size of a modern mobile radio. On turning it over, the manufacturer was revealed as Crompton & Parkinson of South Shields in the UK. On further examination, it had listed voltages of 135, 67.5, 6 and 1.5 volts. Considering the evidence, it turned out to be a multi-voltage battery for a military valve radio. And Peter confirmed it was the battery pack from an A41 Larkspur type man-pack field radio. And the weight of the batteries constituted half of the weight of the combined radio set. It could also be used in the American equivalent PCR 8, 9 and 10, and all capable of operating in the amateur VHF band. Also on show was a Dentron GLA-1000, a 500-watt HF linear amplifier, brought in by Ross VK7ALH, and true to form, the cover was removed and it was noticed that all the screws were Allen keyed, a mark of quality. It was powered by four valve arrangement, and Ross has several of these amplifiers that he is considering to part with, and thanks Ross for bringing it in. Peter VK7PD brought in a 23cm 19-element Yagi antenna he had assembled from parts intended for a club antenna workshop. Another rig expert analyzer was quickly produced and connected to the Yagi, and the results were pleasing. The said Yagi quickly disappeared into Ross's ute to be used at the next 1296 local QSO party. Thank you, Idris, for the update, and I must admit Peter's batteries did have a waxy feel and smell associated with a military waterproofing. Up-and-coming events, the Testnet and Technet, Wednesday the 27th of April, Testnet and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7pm until 7:30pm, and the Technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm until 8:30pm, and your host for the evening again will be Nick VK7 Double Whiskey. Club Working Bee, Saturday the 30th of April. This will be the first of a few working bees before winter sets in. Any interested members will be welcome. Urns will be ready by 10:30 for a hot drink before work begins. Club Tech Nights, Wednesday the 4th of May, held at the NTARC Clubroom, 7:30pm until whenever. Malcolm White presentation, 15th of June from about 8 o'clock. Apart from being a licensed amateur at an early age, the major topic is to be his association with Ray Norton, VK3ATN, at the time of Ray's pioneering Earth-Moon-Earth achievements in the 1960s on the 2-metre band. Coffee mornings, held every Friday at the NTARC Clubrooms. Catch-up time is from 10am to noon, and we look forward to seeing you there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and we currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntark.net. All items to be received no later than 5pm on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks, from Stefan VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Inc. And news from the South. Wison Tasmania South Stir Ride Call. Mark Dunn from the Southern Tasmanian Equine Endurance Riders, or STIR, has asked for our assistance at an endurance ride to be held near Hamilton on Saturday the 14th of May. It will probably involve a stay over on the Friday night, ready for an early-ish start. This is a great opportunity to see what is involved with safety communications for an equine endurance ride, and you will be put with an experienced operator to learn the ropes. In the meantime, please circle the date, and if you can attend, please let Rod VK7TRF know via email at roja3kel at yahoo.com.au. And that's 73 from Rod, VK7TRF, Wison Operations Manager. And the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Training and assessment and Reece Next Foundation training license and all assessment day is Saturday, the 28th of May 2022. And if you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Reece Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607 or emailing assessor@reece.asn.au. Please check out the Reece Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the Reece YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out also the Reece Facebook page events for further details. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And the DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, Richard, VK7ZBX, and Justin, VK7TW, reviewed the ISS to SSTV Women in Space postcards that were uploaded to the ARIS website. Justin and Richard then covered the important aspects of how to do SSTV, starting with acoustically coupled methods, which can be as easy as a smartphone and a wideband receiver. This method tends to be a little susceptible to noise and external influence, and on the iPhone you can use the Black Cat Systems application, and on the Android platform you can use the SSTV encoder, Droid SSTV, Robot 36 SSTV, and many more. For the electrically coupled method, for transceivers like the IC705, 7300, 9700, you can use a USB cable to the computer. For rigs without USB or Ethernet, like the FT847-817, you can use a DigiRig USB for CAT control and audio conversion. And there's also a signal rig and a number of other things for CAT and audio control. For the SSTV application on Windows, the most popular is MMSSTV. There's also MixW, SSTV WeatherFax, EasyPal, JBCom. On Linux, there is QSSTV, and on macOS, there is Multiscan 3B. There are also many SSTV frequencies, and consult your local band plan. For example, 7.033, 7171, 14230, 21340, 28680, and 144450. The SSTV modes are many, with the low resolution at black and white 8 and Robot 24, all the way up to high-res P7 and ML320 modes. There's also analog and digital SSTV, with the digital application including EasyPal DRM, JMSK, KGSTV, and it's important to get the audio in and out levels correct, and most applications have great indicators. We then got Rex VK7MO into the studio and to discuss the VK7ZL 10GB contact article in the latest Jubis magazine. We then reviewed the remaining articles in that magazine. We then reviewed the new Anzac Day contest, and we finished with a reminder of the events that are ahead. This week we have a focus on small 160m antennas, and more on the VK5JST SWR power meter, and many more subjects. We go out on RF on 445.5MHz DVB-T, 7MHz standard definition, and if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle, that you can tune and scan 445.5MHz, and you can see the Queen's Domain, well, you have a good chance of receiving the actual DATV signal. Look out for VK7OTC, and we also stream the nights on the Reece YouTube channel. Just go to the Reece website for the link. And 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And technology news. Jam-resistant waveform for safer battlefield communications to get first in-space test. On board an undisclosed host satellite launching in 2024, a Boeing-built prototype processor could become the first space-based hub of the military's protected tactical waveform for jam-resistant battlefield communications, the company says. Boeing's Protected Tactical SATCOM Prototype, or PTSP, is meant to demonstrate better standoff distance, less latency, and other mission-enabled capabilities over existing tactical satellite communications, according to the statement by the company. The prototype has passed its critical design review, and Boeing predicts it will become the first space-based hub of the US military's jam-resistant waveform. The Space Force, Space Systems Command, in its prior incarnation as the Space and Missile Systems Center, awarded contracts in 2021 for the in-space demonstration to both Boeing and Northrop Grumman under the Protected Tactical SATCOM Rapid Prototyping Program. "We're making great progress on this pace-setting program," said Lieutenant Colonel Ryan Rose, the Deputy Chief of Space Systems Command's Tactical SATCOM Division. In the statement, "We've asked all industry partners to move fast to build, iterate, demonstrate, and improve performance so that we can deploy much faster than we would normally." Boeing's subsidiary, Millennium Space Systems, is helping to rapidly prototype. Part of the prototyping has been to make sure that the PTSP is interoperable with other government equipment. The software-implemented Protected Tactical Waveform is expected to run on the military's wideband global SATCOM constellation. And Boeing has also recently announced a new satellite in the constellation has passed its critical design review as well. The process of placing the PTSP payload into the host satellite and the associated testing will start in 2023. And that was written by Amanda Miller and sourced to the Air Force magazine. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group, meets Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee sessions, Rochalie Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. And NTARC Club Tech Nights, Wednesday the 4th of May from 7:30 in the NTARC Club Rooms. NTARC Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday the 27th of April, Testnet CW course from 3.58 from 7 to 7:30 and TechNet from 3568 from 7:30 to around 8:30. Northwest VK7, Wednesdays at 8 o'clock local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 8:30 local, the Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX Net on 144.190 upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party following the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM and the Reist WAGs Wednesday afternoon group meets in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. And the Reist DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-TRF and YouTube streaming. And the Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz commencing at, that should be 5 p.m. AEST. And events, the NTARC, 30th of April, Club Working Bee Urns will be ready by 10:30 for hot drink before work commences, and that's the Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. And the WIA, 7th of May, the WIA Hybrid AGM, streamed from Hobart from 10:30 to 12:15. Then the virtual conference Antarctic Gateway, soon streamed from Hobart from 1:30 to 5 p.m. NTARC, 15th of June at 8 p.m, the Malcolm White presentation on Ray Norton, VK3 ATN, 1960s Earth Moon Earth Achievements in the Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. And VK7, the 26th of November, the VK7 Myenna Hamfest, Myenna Community Hall from 10 a.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader will be VK7 ZIR. Repeaters from Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Group, the Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, and VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres, any takers. 80 metres, VK7JGD. 40 metres, VK7DG. 20 metres, VK7TPE. 10 metres, VK7VKT. UHF-CB Channel 15, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5, and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RTC in southern Tasmania. And a huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information for the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. And the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 and stay safe from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.